Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go. Leaving the office, ready to Resorts World because today is the grand opening of Shugim Manila in Resorts World. So we're going to support our good friend Ronnie De Vera and check out his new store. Alright? So dito na tayo sa Resorts World. This is the, what do you call it? It's a fountain area. So ito yung pinaka main part ng mall. It's a small mall by Resorts World. But fun fact, in 2012, I did a Soul Slam 2K Classics tournament here. Wherein, you know, 100 players attended. So, itong buong area na to, I used to do an event here. And then I did the anniversary event for Resorts World here in 2013 as well. So, very special tong area na to sa akin. We used to fill this up with people for events here in Resorts World. So, yeah. So, we're here at the art area of Shugim Manila, right at the main lobby of Resorts World Manila. When you enter, turn left, there's the gallery. Bro, so why here? Why mo na decide to put up an art area here?
There's a lot of opportunities here in Resorts World.
Yeah.
Besides the buying power, the location, it's near the airport.
Correct.
Malaking factor sa akin ng Resorts World Manila dahil sa mga aspects na yun. Yeah. And then sa sneakers, wala rin dito ng ibang nagbebenta ng sneakers besides right. Shugim. Meron kami rito sa third floor.
Which so, we'll go later yeah, to check out.
So, doon ako nag-start.
Okay.
1 month na ako nandun and then eventually nabigyan ako ng opportunity okay. na mag-display ng art dito. Okay.
So, I'm not gonna pretend I know a lot about okay. art collections mm-hmm. but I know Bear Bricks, mm-hmm. I know, what do you call this?
Kos.
Uh-huh. And then,
Ron English.
No, not that.
Hebrew, Sinto. Murakami.
Murakami. There. Yeah. So I had the opportunity to meet Murakami himself in 2016 in Complex Con. So wow. That was fun. And then this is awesome. Okay. So are these all for sale?
Yeah, for sale.
Okay.
For sale.
Wild.
So, if you notice na yung iba wala na. Nabawasan na eh.
Ibig sabihin may bumili na.
Okay.
So ano yun?
Details na
so pinakiusapan na yun para ma-display pa. Para hindi pangit kasi pag bungi-bungi.
Yes, yes. Kaya nire-replace namin kung gusto okay. nag-iungi talaga.
Well, when did you start collecting art?
2015.
Okay. And then si FSB helped
FSB,
you.
FSB, oh, yan. Si FSB.
One of the OGs.
Si Fred. Rod, imagine dati, yung mga cost figures.
Yeah.
13,000 walang bumibili.
Oo.
11,500, 12,000.
Yung cost ko nga na isa na nabili ko was, I think in 2014, nabili ko lang parang 15,000 back then.
Bumibili.
Ganito kaliit lang yun, no?
Yan, like itong mga to, yan, yun yung mga una kong binibente. 11,500, walang bumibili. Pero ngayon, 29,000, 30,000, nag-aagawan pa sila. Diba?
Ayun nga yung Astro Boy, eh.
Mm-hmm. Ito, Filipino artist natin, si Quicks.
Oo, oh, yeah.
So yan.
Itong row na to.
No, just this one.
Okay.
And yun, malaki na yun.
Yeah. And that one too, from... Yeah.
So, yan din. Naging kaibigan natin yung mga Filipino artists natin.
You know, Quicks is one of our pride and joy in the Philippines just because of his, you know, global reach for his art.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with the collaboration with Adidas, sobrang, that's
naging
huge.
Naging inspiration siya ng mga artists ngayon dahil
yes.
sino mag-i-imagine na, buta, gawin mo lang yung time mo, ikaw, bahala ka sa kung anong trip mo. Biglang marirecognize ka ng ibang bansa.
Kaya it's just mind-blowing to see artists like Quicks make it and enter the international scene
yeah.
and be well-respected in the industry as well. So, solid yun.
Yan. So, may mga ano rin tayo, prints ng Murakami. Itong mga to, yan, pinilahan ko, Complex Con 2019. Makulit yung experience ko sa Complex Con eh.
Sa ba 2019 Complex Con? Sa LA pa rin?
LA. Okay. Yung experience ko doon, yung mga kasabi ko sa pila, pare. Yung mga... slots nila, hindi nila binibili ko.
Bakit may slot yung ano?
Kasi ano eh, yung pwede ka lang bumili, one eh. One per
okay.
person eh.
So yan yun.
Hindi nila binibili yung sa kanila. Ako nabibili, di sa likod ko.
Yeah.
Oh, yun saya yung mga ibang Murakami.
So yung mga stuff na binibili mo dito, lahat 'to may mga kanya-kanyang story,
marami,
no?
Marami.
Yan yung fun part about it.
Oh,
eh. Hindi lang yung tipong bumili ka lang online, oh, tapos saan ko nga ba binili 'to?
Takbuhan 'yan sa ano, oh, sa event, ibang klase.
Yeah.
Saka mas masasabi ko na ano eh, nami-meet ko rin yung mga ibang toy stores and toy collectors sa ibang bansa.
Oo.
From sneakers doon talaga bigla magkakambal yan eh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, oh, parating connected yan,
connected,
eh. I mean,
connected.
look at Big Boy.
Mm-hmm. Like,
you can separate art and art, shoes with,
yeah,
him. He sees shoes as art. That's what I remember from him first time I met Bezos, was that shoes for him is an art, not just a collection of you know, of
yeah,
shoes.
Yeah, ganun talaga. Kaya nung nag-start ako mag meron na ako ngayong art area na store talaga sa Century Mall.
Ah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nagkaroon na ako ng
kinonvert mo ba 'yun?
Hindi, dalawa.
Iba.
Oh, dalawa.
Iba pa isa store mo sa Century.
Nagkaroon ako ng,
wow,
katabi na ano.
Yeah.
So, 'yun, nagkakaroon na ngayon ng toy scene sa Philippines.
Yeah.
Na-accept na. Dati kasi parang puta, plastic, 100,000. Oh, parang medyo naguguluhan yung mga tao.
Yeah, they're gonna see this as plastic, but
Ganon. Pero mas ma-appreciate mo kasi hindi nabubulok. Unlike sneakers, after 5 years.
Yan, nadudurog eh.
Oo, yun. Kaya ito mas madaling itago.
Yeah.
Na-enjoy mo pagka lagi mo
tingin-tingin.
Iba pa rin yung sneakers, syempre. Yun naman, suot mo eh.
For a guy that just started collecting, for example, or who wants to get into collecting art, what would you advise them?
What's the safest for investment and what's the safest for display?
So do your research.
Oo. Okay. Ang sa akin din ah.
Art is an investment kasi. Like I collect some paintings as well. But that's an investment eh.
It is. Like yung mga binili ko before na bare bricks. Ang isa suggest ko, recommend ko, bare bricks talaga.
Oo.
Bare bricks. Kasi
where does it start? I know it can go a crazy price, yeah, but where does it start? The price?
Retail is 8,000.
8,000.
Oh. And then as high as 500,000,
okay,
1 million, may mga ganun.
Pero if you want to get those, Ali,
Japan,
you can get,
Japan,
yeah, you
Japan
have to go to Japan.
Japan and US now.
And then you have to wait.
Uh-huh.
And then the lineup.
It's every
line.
Saturday, may,
yeah,
line.
May line, no? I've tried my luck before there, eh. sa Harajuku. Harajuku, yeah. So in Harajuku, there was, I think, a bare brick, I think it was a bare brick na Astro Boy.
Okay.
That was, yun. Nung time na yun, there was a release na yung line
now
wild.
Now it's 200,000.
See, the line was 2 blocks away.
Wild.
2 blocks.
Iba ang collectors in Japan.
Sabi ko, hindi na, forget it. Sabi ko, I'll just go inside. I just wanna look. I'm not gonna buy, sabi ko. Kasi super lamig pa nun. January ata yun.
One of the most expensive. Pre-pandemic, 190 lang yan.
Magkano?
Pre-pandemic, only.
Yeah.
Pero ngayon,
now 400.
Kasi kaya ako sinasabing 400. Kasi nabibenta.
Oo.
Hindi ko naman siya bipresuhan na 400 lang na dahil yun ang gusto ko.
Is that based off the market price?
May benchmark din.
May benchmark. So where do people check out in online terms of market? Okay.
Galleries.
Okay, galleries. Sup, bro?
Sup, bro?
Kita-kita sa akin.
Oo, yun o. Ano to, pare? Reunion.
Hi, bro.
I want to know more about art. Like, are you a huge art collector?
Dati pa.
Okay.
Streetwear. Part na yun.
Part na siya,
pero,
yun, no?
Pero,
pero it started with shoes, di ba?
Oo, shoes siya. Pero, dati ako, dahil wala pang budget, bibili muna ako ng replica na bear brick.
Talaga?
Yes, bumili ako. No, actually, hindi ano siya eh. Hindi bare brick yung tawag sa kanya eh. Ewan ko kung Kubrick. Hindi man fake, pero yun na yung mas cheaper version nung sa mga bare brick. Pero, nakaipon na. Siyempre, nakapunta ng Secret Fresh and all. 2020, nung nag-pandemic, siyempre sa bahay ka palagi.
Mm.
So, gusto mong maganda yung place mo. Tapos yun rin, nung nagkaroon kami ng spot sa Ronak, parang naisipan ko na parang i-connect na natin lahat. So parang bumili na rin kami kila Big Boy ng mga bear brick. Binigyan kami ng malaking discount
and
all. So
doon na nag-start?
Oo, tapos doon na nag-start. Dami-dami ko na kinokollect na bear brick from 100%, 1,000%, yeah. 400%, ganyan.
You mentioned kanina parang something about start with fakes. Question ko doon, how can you recognize a fake with a real one?
Actually, sobrang laki. Oo,
madali.
I mean, makikita mo kagad.
What's the easiest way to spot the difference?
Ano eh, kunyari punta ka Shopee, makikita mo na kagad doon wide yung mukha. Hindi talaga siya, ano, hindi siya sobrang makikita mo talaga na ano. Pero feel mo
like,
na, iram mo na.
Handmade?
Machine siya. Kasi ito parang, ewan ko kung paano pinaprocess yung toys. Pero alam mo na eh, tsaka yung ilalim niya, kahit yung mga cost, alam mo na, makikita mo agad na.
Are there serial numbers? Minsan hindi.
Oo, makikita mo lang dun. Kasi madali mong makikita eh, kung naka-embossed yung print niya and all. Pero yun, actually, isa lang yun. Pero napakarami ng, ano rin, napakarami ng toys. And syempre, may local tayo, kahit kilakwigs, ano yung sa mga kinokolek namin.
What do you think is the future when it comes to like art here in the Philippines?
Ano, feeling ko, ano kasi...
Do you see like a huge potential, like how it is with sneakers?
Possible siya. Ngayon, masabi ko na mas malaki na siya ngayon kaysa
like five, six years ago.
Yeah. Siguro masasabi ko lang na yung mga dating nagga-graffiti, napunta na sila sa napupunta na sila sa canvas, syempre with the help of Secret Fresh and other galleries.
Yeah.
Ngayon, nagkakaroon na mga collaborations eh, like yung kila Egg and Quicks and yung mas ang dami na ngayon eh. So, nakikita ko na parang papunta na doon, pero syempre kailangan natin bigyan ng credit talaga yung nag-start talaga na yung hindi sila nagumagawa ng canvas, talaga nag-start sila as dun sa resin, as yung handmade, papunta talaga dun sa gumagawa ng plastic like yung ginagawa ng nila Ron English and all. Kung sino-sino yung mga artist na natin.
For someone as a startup collector, for example, you know, someone approaches you and say, where do I start?
Siguro, ako ganito ako nag-start. Sa bare brick. Kasi yun yung gusto ko talaga, yung bare brick. Yung gusto mo ilalagay mo lang sa bahay. Nag-start ako talaga na bumibili lang ako ng random.
Random
like, bare brick.
Kung
ano yung feel mo. Okay, tapos, habang nagpapaturo na, kilaron. Kasi di ba parang random. Wala ka pang team eh. Habang tumatagal, mas nakikita mo na kung ano talaga yung trip mo. So ako, nag-start ako Space Invaders. Kasi ganun talaga. Hanggang sa...
So random.
Oo. So na hindi, alam mo, hindi ko naman talaga, parang gusto ko lang meron. Siyempre, gano'n naman eh, para maging, ano. Tapos, habang nagpapaturo ka, mas, ano mo yun?
Become more knowledgeable.
Mas naging knowledgeable ka. Mas nakikita mo na ano yung theme mo. So, ako ngayon, nandun na ako sa parang sa art series ng Bear Brick. So, meron akong Basquiat, Van Gogh, Andy Warhol. So, dun, yun na yung parang pinaka-theme ko. So, every series na rinirelease nila, yun na yung parang kinokollect ko na. From 400 and 1,000.
So it's really talaga based on your emotions and what you feel is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're gonna be the one who's gonna be staring at them.
Yep.
You know, not people. So if I think it's the same with shoes. The only difference is that you're not wearing them. You're not bringing them outside. Mm-hmm. It's in the eye appreciation.
Eye appreciation. Kasi syempre gusto mo rin na parang well curated na siya eh. Kapag makikita mo like ito, makikita mo na ano to eh, bare brick yung kay Hebrew na bare brick, makikita mo parang naka-theme na siya, 'di ba? Very curated na siya. So
yeah, thematic
bibili
siya.
Mo na yung Kid Robot version, yung bare brick version. Kapag nakita mo, mukha siyang isa talaga.
Mukhang isang collection.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how it looks like here.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
Lakas
na. Nice. Okay, thanks bro.
Thank you.
Ito, tatanungin natin si Biggs after when it comes to art. Ito maganda. Mag-interview tayo. Mag-aambush interview kay Biggs. Mabilis lang. Magtatanong na ako. Question ko lang is, if you're a new art collector and you don't know shit about, you know, art and stuff, what would you be your number one advice to someone starting lang?
Bili mo yung gusto mo. Yung maganda medicom din.
Okay.
Yung maganda Japan, go for the yung quality talaga.
Uh-huh. Is it, do you base it based on your emotions or the value that you see in it?
Ako, unang-una, yung makikita mo yung toy, maganda yung type mo talaga.
Yeah.
At the same time, perks na yung investment.
Investment. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so isi mo talaga what you want. Not based on what others want.
O, kung ano madaanan mo, ganda yan, kunin mo yan.
And where would you get advice for knowing more about yung mga art?
Advice, tingnan mo yung mga collection ni Ron. Maganda yung mga collection. Malupit yan, malupit.
For you, what's the big difference between art and shoes?
Art and shoes, para sa akin, same.
Same
art, toys
siya.
And shoes, passion, hili ko. Same siya. Shoes ngayon, art na din. Pa.
That's what he said. Right. Okay, thank you. Okay, so invite people to come over here and check out the art area of Shoe Game and then the mall area, the store itself here.
Art area by Shoe Game Manila, 9 to 11 p.m. 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Ground floor, harap ng casino mismo pagpasok mo, Resorts World. And meron tayong sneaker store, Shoe Game Manila, sa third floor. So, kita-kita tayo dito. Cheers!
So, done na tayo sa taas. We'll check out the store here. Third floor here at Shoe Game, the actual floor here in Newport Mall. Now, we're checking out all the shoes here.
I'm gonna grab ako nun.
Oh, with their spoon. If anyone can come with size 11, please let me know. Minsan, babariling ko talaga sa gusto kong price, pero madalas, you know, gusto ko yung bargain for me. Shit, ganito pala to. Sa 33, gusto ko nito. Lot 33, oh. Wala ko nito. Naka-pink siya eh. My Cactus Corporation. Parang ano siya? Love or hate?
Pagpate.
Paano kayo ma-restore ito? Yung akin, pag-anon yung yellow eh. Yung yellowing niya, parang ligat. Pero yellow na siya. Pero, wala lang. Parang gusto ko pa puti.
Iba kaya nung soul sauce?
Feeling ko hindi eh. Iba yung material. Pero hindi, yung isa yung green yung gusto ko. Ito nga akala ko Travis Scott eh. Pero hindi pala. Mukha lang, di ba? Pwede rin ako. Ito yung guava. Nice. Ito na naghanap ako nito. Yung pair na to.
Size
10 na ako dito. Jordan 4. Ano to? More down ito eh. I think this was released kule 2020.
First Jordan nung ganyan kulay.
Ako first Jordan ko, Jordan 7 eh. Yung tawag nila yung rap, ngayon tawag nila Raptor. Pero ano yun? Actually away lang. Away lang yun. Away na colorway.
Okay. First ko yun, 2012.
Talaga? Ako yung OG talaga. Ganun ako kabata. 1993. Oo. Hindi na ako makabili ng Jordan 8. Yan, yung akin din. Yung ganito. Yellowing na rin. Ako, type to type ko talaga yung fragment. Oh. So, meron ko yung Jordan naman na fragment, diba? Siyempre, besides pa yung Travis Scott. Pero yung fragment 1, yung 2014 release, tapos itong fragment 3, maganda. Kaso, ito talaga, oh.
Problem,
ang problem ng mga 3 and 4, ito, napuputol yan. Ito yung unang masisira yan. Doon sa may tahe, yung taas yung paggum ng tanggal. Fear of God. Na-raid. Air-raid. Wala. Yung meron ako yung isa. Yung... Oo. Yung high. Oo, yung high. Sobrang hirap gamitin. Pag ano lang, pag nasa mood lang ako.
Flasher.
Ha? Sin yung ganito mo? Ang itim. Oo. Ang ganang color rin ito. Ha? Alright, so that's it with our tour here at the Shoe Game Manila store sa Resorts World Manila. And well, if you wanna know where other shoe location stores are, let me know in the comment section, and maybe we could try to visit their store and see what they have in terms of, you know, the collection that they offer in the store. And I'll see you again on the next video. Peace out, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts, and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon on the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.